Now, please welcome Britain's number one football expert, who is teaching me the ways of the World Cup. It's 10-year-old Lloyd off of Oswestry. Where?
Oswestry.
You right, Lloyd?
Fine, thanks, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. How's your day?
It's been good today.
Hey, Lloyd, you'd be so proud of me.
Why?
I went to the pub and watched Australia-Croatia last night. And
people
were commenting that I couldn't take my eyes off the big screen. It was very exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know the score?
It was 2-2, wasn't it? 2-2.
Well done, Scott.
Thank you very much. I was cheering on the Socceroos.
Socceroos.
There were lots of Australians in the bar last night, and they were very happy. Thing, I didn't realise Australia had a national anthem.
No, neither did I.
No, that sounds terrible.
What?
I didn't.
What did you?
I'm not being rude. I just didn't know what I was expecting. Really.
What were you thinking? Was it Matilda?
No, I was thinking maybe, I don't know, the players standing there with their hands on their hearts, going, "You know we belong together."
Do you know what they did do last night?
What?
Before kickoff, about 20 minutes before kickoff, they played Men at Work down under.
Right.
And the whole of the Australian end gets up and sings to it as if that was their national anthem.
Well, maybe it is then.
As I was sat next to an inflatable kangaroo at the time.
Yeah, I got your text. What's that about?
I've no idea. This woman just bought an inflatable kangaroo and put it on the seat next to me. I don't know if she bought a ticket for it, but...
Okay, Lloyd, what are your tips of the day?
Well, yesterday's result, Italy beat the Czech Republic 2-0, Ghana beat the USA 2-1, Brazil beat Japan 4-1, and obviously, you know, Croatia drew with Australia 2-2.
Yes, they did.
Italy and Ghana go through from Group E, and Brazil and Australia go through from Group F. Scott?
Yes?
Say goodbye to the Czech Republic, the USA, and also say goodbye to Croatia and Japan.
Okay, so USA, later dudes.
Yeah.
Czech Republic, nasgledorno. Croatia, dovidanya. And Japan, sayonara! Goodbye to all of you teams.
When you speak Eastern European, your voice goes lower.
Oh, what a shame. They must be gutted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Never mind, eh? They'll get over it, won't they? It's only football.
Whoa.
Right, so Lloyd, a very important match this coming Sunday for England.
Yeah. England are against Ecuador at 4 p.m.
See, normally that time I'd be listening to JK and Joel, so that's a problem.
You should rather be watching the football, Scott.
Well, you can't say that. You can't really say that on Radio 1. My boss will hate that.
He does have a point, though, doesn't he?
Right, so what? England need to win this, don't they, Lloyd?
Yeah, to get through to the next stage.
Otherwise, it's all off.
Yeah.
Anything else for me, Lloyd?
There was a young footballer called Crouch, of that I'm certain can vouch. He's nearer the sky than you or I, so a goal please viewed from our couch.
How long did that one take you, Lloyd?
Quite a while.
It's not as good as your others, to be honest.
No.
You write one.
Yes. All right, then. Come on, I'd like to hear one on Monday, please.
Okay, I'll do one on Monday. Here we are. Anything else, Lloyd?
Why was Cinderella rubbish at football?
I don't know. Why was Cinderella rubbish at football?
Because she had a pumpkin for a coach and she keeps on running away from the ball.
All right, Lloyd, I'll speak to you on Monday.
Love ya.
Scott Mills.